Now, talking about friends, let me be seated. You remember the story of Lazarus and Martha and Mary and all that? And Lazarus got sick and died. And Jesus got there after he died, but he raised him from the dead. And he said, talking about my friend Lazarus, my friend Mary and Martha, we are all friends of God. Think about that old Lazarus. Now, there are scriptures in the Bible that I call the hard sayings of Jesus. And this happens to be one of them. It's Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. And this is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Jesus said, there was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed, who lived each day in luxury. At his door lay a diseased beggar named Lazarus. Not St. Lazarus, but Lazarus, the name Lazarus. As Lazarus lay there, longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the beggar died and was carried by the angel to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and his soul went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Lazarus in a far distance from with Abraham. The rich man shouted, "Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in the water to cool my tongue, because I am in anguish in these flames." But Abraham said to him, "Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing? So now he is here being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there's a great chasm separating us. Anyone who wants to cross over to you from here is stopped at the edge, and no one there can cross over to us." And the rich man said, "Please, Father Abraham, send him to my father's home, for I have five brothers, and I want them to be warned about this place of torment, so they won't have to come here and die." But Abraham said, "Moses and the prophets have warned them. Your brothers can read their writings any time they want," which is the Bible. The rich man replied, No, Father Abraham, but if someone sent to them from the dead, then they will turn from their sins." Abraham said, "If you won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't listen even to someone who rises from the dead." May God add his blessing to reading, hearing, and understanding